This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call in during those hours, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen 24 hours a day to the broadcast, 605-477-3249. I've got a quick announcement before we start today's class. I'm really busy here on the farm. I'm hardly taking any phone calls at all. All phone calls go to the answering machine. I've shut down the website. USA Prepares is down. I've shut down the project inquiry form at USA Prepares. I've shut down telephone lines. I've shut down email accounts. And it's delightful. It is absolutely delightful because now I'm able to get some of the work done. I've taken days off from broadcasting. Rich Sheehan has filled in for me. Thank you, Rich Sheehan. Captain John Reagan has filled in for me. Thank you, Captain John Reagan. And Gwyneth Isaacs, thank you. And I'm really busy here. I'm so busy with building plans, consolidating things that we own, moving. I'm really busy. And farming. I'm so busy that I can't do the things that I used to do. And in the past, I shut down my participation in the meetup. I shut down the expos. I'm not doing that anymore. I need to concentrate on the Fennelli family, and that's what I'm doing. I still have a great love for our instructors and our class. But in order to keep farming, I need to pay attention to the farm. I can't spend as much time as I want to or would like to on other things. So that's why if you find that you try to call me, you don't get through because I can't take the calls. That's why if you send me an email, it goes to a null file, meaning it gets instantly deleted. Before I would ever see it, it's gone. And it's nice. It has some benefits. That spam mail that I used to get, I don't see it anymore. It's gone. Okay. It's just what I have to do. Okay? I have no contract with any broadcasting network, none. There is no contract anywhere between me and another party. And it's just like teachers. You know, many broadcasters have contracts, annual contracts, or more than a year at a time. And the idea is that they'll show up and they'll be on the air. I don't have any of that. There's no written contract, none, between me and any network or any affiliate, meaning AM, FM, satellite, no contracts at all. And I feel that it's best for everybody. I earn my stripes every day. If we're worth having on the air, we'll be on the air. If we do a lousy job, we'll be gone. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way I prefer it. And the reason we don't have any contracts is I won't allow any. I've been asked to sign contracts, but I won't do it. So, that being said, I don't know how long USA Prepares will be on the air. I have no idea. I could just decide that I can't do it anymore, and I'll be gone. And you'll hear reruns for a little while, and then they'll be gone. Or we might be on the air for a while. But I'm busy. I am really, really busy. So I just wanted to share that. And now we're going to talk about pressure cookers with Sharon in Montana. Welcome, Sharon.
Well, good morning. I think it's really wise to simplify. There's no sense adding a lot of stress when you don't have to, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really big on reducing stress when possible and making life simpler so you can enjoy it better.
Yeah. Yeah, and if Sharon wants to call me, she can. If Kyle wants to call, you absolutely can. This has nothing to do with you or John Reagan or Rich Sheehan or it's just that, well, you know what life is like on the farm. It's 24/7. It's the growing season, and we're preparing to move. So there's a lot involved in my life right now. As a matter of fact, it's not just me, it's the entire Finelli family. So, I've even shut down my book.
I was going to say, if you're playing news, I do not envy you. Moving is crazy.
Well, it's more than that. It's build and move. So, mm-hmm. I didn't know if I would have it in me to build another home, but I do. I do.
All right.
It's monumental. The last time we built, we started in 2005, and it took 18 months to close in the house. 18 months. That means windows and siding and a roof. It doesn't mean the house was done. It just means just to get it, you know, watertight. It took a long time. I would build a different house.
Did you get to find out where you're moving?
You might. Over the air.
All right.
The close circle, sure. But the class, the listeners, no. I'm going to go underground. When I do this, I'll be unavailable, completely unavailable. Kind of like James Wesley Rawls. You know he's there, but you have no idea where he is. Even people who advertise with James Wesley Rawls have no idea where he is. They send their check into him for their advertising payment. It even goes to a different state. You know, people think he lives in one state. He doesn't live there. He's, you know, maybe 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, I didn't know where he lives. Yeah. I follow his blog. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting story. I was on the phone with him one day. And I said, hey, Jim. I saw a picture of you on the internet. Hold it. Wait, what? Where? As well as, you know, a different picture. So hold it. He stopped everything and hunted that down because he doesn't want anyone to know what he looks like. There's a picture of him when he's younger, but he doesn't want anybody to know what he looks like, where he lives. Freeze Dry Guy was a sponsor of the Survival Blog, James Wesley Rawls' blog. And the freeze-dry guy would send him a check every month. I know the freeze-dry guy. I know him pretty well. He's been to our home you know, many times here. And he said one day he contacted James Wesley Rawls and said, hey, listen, I'm pretty close by. I'd love to take you to lunch. And Jim said, well, where are you? And so freeze-dry guy told him where he was. And James said, I'm not there. I'm like a couple states away. So even a close ally like the freeze-dry guy didn't know where James Wesley Rawls is. And that's by design. So I'm going to take a page out of his book. I really like him. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And we're going to go underground. We're going to go, you know, just as a hint to the class, far away from everything. Far away. I'm allergic to people. I really am. Most people. They, no matter what I try to do, if I run into them, they cut me off. They put me in dangerous situations. They give me the finger. What's wrong with people? You know, something has happened lately, and I don't like it, and I don't want to be around it. I'm talking about, and I'm sure it's happened to you guys, you and Kyle. You're pulling a heavy trailer with the truck, and you've got to pay attention to everything all around you, and then there's people behind you that think you should be going faster than is safe, and they think that they own the road, and they're late for their outing. They're late for their baseball game because they can't prepare. They're late to go shopping in their mind, and they want to get in front of you, and no matter what, If they have to pass you on the right, on the shoulder, that's okay with them. If they pass you on the double yellow line around a curve up a hill, that's okay with them. They'll put people in danger, and I just don't like it. So I want to be away from as many of them as possible.
We've seen some pretty close calls. Mm-hmm. People are just impatient, mm-hmm. and they lose their common sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's my pet peeve, honestly, because I think if you want to take your car and drive it into a tree, that's your prerogative. But don't pull out on a hill and try to pass when someone's coming over. You can cause a 3 or 4 car wreck and kill people. That's not their prerogative, you know?
Yeah. I call that the Menards syndrome, named after Paul Menard, the alleged race car driver, who was impatient, and he was not in first place in Daytona. And he decided that he was going to push the car in front of him out of the way. And so he hit the car in front of him in the corner and caused it to skid out of control. And he caused an 18-car crash. 18 cars.
Wow.
He just, all by himself. Wow, he's a millennial. He's me first. And his last name is Menards, Menard, like the Menards store. So he deserves to win at any cost in his mind. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. That's exactly what I mean. Me first. And I'm sick of it. And I want to get away from it. And that's exactly what I'm doing. The whole family's on board with it. They love the idea. And it's a different Vinny now. You know, Vinny used to be interested in helping people. And if I saw somebody on the road, I would stop and help them. Now, if someone passes me on the right and they drive into that tree you're talking about, I'm just going to keep on going. You know? I'll be in as much of a hurry as they were in when they passed me unsafely and crashed into that tree. I'm just going to keep going. I have no time for them. I have no desire. All my desire to help people and teach them, teach the people who didn't know, didn't want to know, all that desire to help people who don't want to know has got up and left. I don't have any desire anymore to do that. Now, people who want to learn, I'm all for that. But people who don't want to learn, I am not going to help them. Sharon, I can't believe what's happened to me. My mother would tell me that that's unchristian-like of me to not want to help people who don't want to learn.
I would venture to say you can't make people learn if they don't want to. So you offer your instruction and your advice, and then it's up to them to take it or not, and it'll make their life easier or worse. But you're not responsible after that point. So.
Well, it used to tear me up. It really would. I would see people make just beyond stupid mistakes. For example, there are people who, and I know you and Kyle would never do this because you're way too smart for it, but there are people who are buying brand new vehicles, and they have no idea how poorly they're constructed. They have no idea that some of the sheet metal comes from overseas. It's got salt on it. It's already rusting before it's painted. And when it is painted, the paint will come off in a couple years. They have no idea that this is happening to them. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, I was at a junk store a while back, and as Joey calls them junk stores, and there was what appeared to be an almost brand new Sears-labeled pressure cooker. Mm-hmm. And a lot of pressure cookers are made by the Presto company, and they're made out of aluminum. This particular one was stainless steel, and it caught my eye. They actually had three of them, and two of them were made by Presto, and this one looked exactly the same, except it was stainless steel, and it said Sears on it. And it was $12, and the rubber gasket was perfect. It had the books with it. It had the weight that comes with it. Some have one, some have two weights. And I thought, I need to get this because I know a gal that can teach us how to use this thing. And that's Sharon.
Well,
so
I'm
that's
flattered.
Why I bought it.
That is a great deal if you got a stainless one. I'm really impressed. Stainless, mm-hmm. You know, it's harder to find things that are stainless. You find a lot of aluminum, and I don't do a lot of cooking in aluminum, but the, like, All-American Canner is aluminum, I think. I don't know. I minimize it, but to be able to get a pressure cooker like that, that's really good because, to me, that's a lot healthier. So that is really good. Well, you know, I'll be honest. I have used
American...
a pressure cooker a couple times. My mom used to use them all the time because my mom was notorious waiting to about an hour before supper before she decided what she was going to cook. And so the pressure cooker speeded it up, and we could have supper right on time all the time. So, and in the summer, they're going to be really handy if you use it because it doesn't heat up the house so long. You can make something really quick. So you actually, when you mentioned that to me, got me thinking I need to dig mine out and start playing around with it, you know, start using it and stuff. That would be fun. I think I know where it went in our move. A couple, you know, we moved like 3 years ago, but I think I could locate it. So, but I was pretty excited when I heard that for you. That's cool.
Well, it's a wonderful one. And, Class, here's what it is. It's just like a pot, and the one that we bought happens to be 4 quarts. Now they make them 4, 6, 8 quarts, and I wanted one that was small enough to be handy, but could do the job. So 4 quarts is okay with us. And what it is, it's like a heavy pot, but it has a lid that's heavy, and the lid has a gasket, so the lid just doesn't drop in place and sit so steam can come out. Steam does not come out of this as you would think it might, where a lid would just pop on a saucepan, for example. What happens is this is designed to increase the pressure of whatever you're cooking. So as you're heating on your stove, the liquid tends to expand and the steam would be released, and the steam would just come out around the lid. Well, in this case, there's a gasket, a rubber gasket that prevents that. The lid locks in place. It twists, locks in place. And there's a pressure relief valve and a pressure port that has a weight on it. So when the pressure exceeds the amount of weight on this release, that's the only time the pressure is released. So you're actually cooking under pressure. And what you're cooking actually cooks faster because it's under pressure, and it cooks at a different temperature than what you would normally expect. And that's what a pressure cooker is. And that's different from a pressure canner. Pressure canner is one that you use with jars. This is something that you can use just to cook your meal, and as you would with a pot and pan. But it's faster. But it takes a little more time to clean it. So did I describe that correctly, Sharon?
Yeah, I agree. I will say, just as a little side note, if you want to cook a large batch of food, you could do it in your pressure canner also, okay?
Yes.
But it's not necessarily designed to do that. You cannot can in a pressure cooker. That's all the difference. But, yeah, you know, it's really quick. What's funny is, you know, the latest rave is the Instapot. Okay, you've probably heard about those. And they're kind of a modified pressure cooker. But the pressure cooker, from what I can tell, I don't own one, the Instapot, but is quicker. And it's simpler to me. So your pressure cooker, you can do all kinds of cool stuff. They got a million recipes online. But my mom used to make, like, stews and beans and take a cheaper cut of roast meat type thing and cook it up, you know. And I remember having lots of really good meals from those things. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summer, you don't have to have the burner going all the time.
Right. And Instapot is similar in some respects, but typically they're digital today. I don't want anything digital.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing, they use electricity, yeah.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's April jobs report is out, and it shows the unemployment rate for the nation at the lowest level since December of 1969, dropping 0.2% to 3.6. And the jobs report also beat expectations for jobs created, with around 263,000 new jobs last month, when the forecasts were for about 185,000. A man who was plotting to bomb the New York City subway system 10 years ago will soon be a free man. Najibullah Zazi, who faced life in prison, ended up being given 10 years, which essentially amounts to time he's already served. But authorities say for almost a decade, he's cooperated with other investigations into terrorist groups, and his lawyer says he's a transformed man who unequivocally repudiates radical Islam now. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. As you open those windows to let the fresh air in, it'll also cause dust to stir in the air, a lot of which will land on your walls. If you haven't done so in a while or ever, take some time to clean your walls. You'll be amazed at the amount of dirt you'll find. This can be a simple yet time-consuming task for a DIYer, or you can contact a cleaning pro to get the job done. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up. And don't miss our neighborhood barbecue fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
One today, pop.
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Sharon's with us. Sharon's in Montana. And we're talking about pressure cookers. And these are things that have been used for quite a long time. The technology is really simple. It's you're cooking the same kinds of food under pressure, which increases the heat, and your cooking time is reduced. But there are some dangers. You're cooking under pressure, so it's not the same as cooking with a normal pot and pan. Sharon, have you had any experiences where anyone got scalded with steam or burned, or have you had just great success?
You know, I have never seen anybody hurt with a pressure pot, a pressure cooker
neither.
Like that. I haven't. I did one time do some massive canning in a big pressure canner, and the little escape valve blew because something had plugged it. So after that, you always want to make sure that the little release vent is clean. Okay. But the pots don't blow up. They have the escape valve, you know what I mean, and things might spray out the top. I would just say that after you cook your food and you cool it down, and you can cool it down quickly by putting it under cold water, it sometimes makes the finish a little rougher, but it works really well, so you can get the food cooked and then you can eat it real soon. Just make sure when you open the lid that you open it so the steam's going to go away from you, not up into your face, because it will be really hot. It's kind of common sense when you're boiling, but when your pressure cooker is a really high temperature, so that's something that you would just want to use common sense with, you know? But, no, you know, I'm still big on the whole preparedness idea. I know everybody thinks everything's wonderful, it's going great, and life's never going to change. And it might not, but historically it will, you know what I mean? Things change. And so the more prepared you are to adapt to changes, the better off. And I would say a pressure cooker is a wonderful tool to have, because if you need to cook a meal, you're not going to spend 4 hours cooking over some kind of fire. You can do it like in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to save your time and energy, and it just, you can get some really good food. You know, when you cook it in a pressure cooker, you're basically, if you have meat bones in there, you're making a bone broth, and they have all these raving things about how good bone broth is for you. So there's a lot of benefits. Like I said, when you mentioned, I thought, man, I got to dig mine out and start using it, because I know it's so valuable. It really is. Have you tried making meals in it yet?
I have not. I wanted to wait till this broadcast with you to see if you had any tips and tricks of the trade before I started. But I'm really impressed with the quality of it. And as I mentioned,
yeah,
it is stainless steel, and I couldn't believe it. And at $12, I don't know if you could find a new one for less than $100 today. I don't know. But
you're not going to find anything quality, Vincent. It's all junk. Mm-hmm. You know, I have.
Well, I was looking.
So my cookware, I have the Revereware, the cook stuff, and the new stuff is thinner and junkier. So I go to garage sales and stuff and buy the old pots because they're heavy duty. And they're made so much better.
Well, you're absolutely right. Revere, I believe that Revere, that was one of the things I have in my book that's on hold, that pots and pans, if you want the best value in pots and pans, it's Revereware. But there are only certain years that Revere made quality. And as new investors and companies bought Revere and they changed hands, I think the accountants got in there and said, you know what? We don't need to have so much copper on the bottom. We don't need to have so much stainless steel on the sides. So they lightened it and lightened it and lightened it to the point where we have, I bought a set of Revere. It was used. I bought it on eBay. And there's this one saucepan that if you put it down on the stove, it falls over by itself. If it doesn't have anything inside to hold it flat, it will fall over.
Oh, dear.
It is so, well, the handle is a, you know, a heavier handle than many other pots, but the stainless steel and the copper has been removed so much that it won't sit without falling over. And I'm not exaggerating. It's junk.
That is terrible.
But if you took a picture of it, and a picture of, you know, without showing the bottom, which shows, you know, that you can tell when they were made by the bottom stamping on them, you would not be able to tell that this one is, you know, one half the weight. Literally, they look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
And if you're going to buy Revere, class, here's what you do: you look on the inside and you look to see if it was overheated. You'll see discoloration, you know, kind of a bluish hue to it, and look for pits in the stainless steel, so that there are little holes that have gone down to the layer of copper. If that's the case, you don't want it. Okay, so those are my tips on.
The old ones are a lot more solid, though. I mean, I've had them for a long time, like ever since we got married. My parents even have them. I've actually charcoaled the bottom of one before because you forgot. And the old kind, you just soak a little bit and take a little bit of one of those scratcher pads with little, like, chore boy type ones, and it just scrapes right out. Nothing to it. It's, like, really easy to clean. The newest ones are pathetic. Things get stuck, and they're stuck, so I don't keep any new stuff. I go to garage sales, and I pick up the older ones, and I have a lot of them. But they're a handy pot just on the side if you want to make your life easier, and they heat well with the copper, but you don't want the new stuff, I agree. But that's so sad that it would tip over just by setting it empty. It's not funny, but it's sort of funny that they could go that bad, you know what I mean? That they could digress that far. But, you know, I'm kind of big on reducing stress, okay, as much as I can. Yeah. There's stressful things in life you can't avoid. But, you know, if you know that, then you don't buy the new stuff. You know what I mean? You can say they shouldn't, and you can get all upset about it, or you can just say, okay, now I know that. I'm going to avoid that. And when you were talking about teaching people, you could offer to teach people if they follow up and they want to. That's great. If not, then, you know, it's kind of like it's not my problem then, okay? And I think you're really wise as you get older just to reduce down to what you really can do and enjoy life, you know? Mm-hmm. If you help people and they want to be helped, great. If they don't want to be helped, then, you know, they'll suffer, but it's not your problem. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're making good choices. Back to the pressure cooker, though, I'm really excited to hear what you end up doing with it. And actually, like I said, I've got to dig mine out because I like learning new things. And, like, I have cooked a few meals way back in it, but it kind of got buried. And I thought, man, you know, I should start pulling those out because it would make life so much simpler this summer. Because, like you guys, we don't have a huge farm, but we're out there amending our garden and cutting more brush down because we have a burn period here. By the end of May, everything has to be burnt or I won't be able to burn until late fall. And we have all this acreage that I'm clearing out underneath so that you can walk through and kind of reduce the fire hazard. And so, and then I've got my husband doing all the chainsawing work and helping burn the piles and everything, but we're pretty busy too. And then I have a whole bunch of chicks, meat chicks, layer chicks, ducks, and all that stuff coming up too. So I understand that, you know, I kind of get the idea how busy you are, but it does save time to have something like that. You can whip in, and if you've been working out all day, you can come in and within an hour have a really nice meal, and you don't even have to do much but prepare it, put it in a pot, let it cook while you're getting stuff done, you know? I love stuff like that.
I'm looking at an image of an Instapot, and they all look like they're Chinese to me. They all look like they have digital displays, and it's so easy because you don't have to know much in order to use this compared to the simple pressure cooker that you have to actually know what you're doing. And I was thinking about this. If I just set this out at, let's say 50 feet, and I hit it, this new Instapot from China, and it doesn't matter which brand. They all look, you know, the same lack of quality, stainless steel skin around the outside. I think if I hit it with a BB gun, it would put dents in it at 50 feet. Whereas if I hit the pressure cooker that I have for $12, you wouldn't be able to find a dent in it by hitting it with a BB. The difference is Chinese junk compared to good old-fashioned American quality. And the Revere pots that we bought and that I'm still using came from my mother and my wife's mother from the 1960s. 60 years old. They're 60 years old. And these are the kind of things that, you know, millennials, if they inherited them, they'd say, look at this old thing. Look how old-fashioned it is. They would throw them away because they look old-fashioned. But we don't make anything like that anymore.
No, they don't. They really don't. And, you know, it just is what it is. But if you keep your eyes open, and mostly you'll find them at garage sales. Sometimes you can find them at thrift stores. You know, just kind of keep your eyes open. Or even older people. I'll tell you, there's a lot of older people who are downsizing because they're moving into those little, you know, like little apartments for older senior apartment type things, which is fine because at some point, if you don't have family to help you, that might be something you need to do. But they're getting rid of stuff. And if you can access people like that, they a lot of times would be happy to give you a lot of their stuff that they're going to just throw in the dump or their kids will. Or, you know, they're not going to use. And there's so much stuff out there. You wouldn't have to pay a fortune. You just kind of connect with people, be friendly, and find out if they've got stuff they're getting rid of, or if they have an old pressure cooker, or if they have the Revereware pots, you know? I don't know. There's lots of resources that are going to end up in the dump if people aren't careful. So,
A quick note on Revereware. I do a lot of dishes around the house. It's one of the things that I do. I don't sit idle for a second. And if I see some pots and pans in the sink to wash, I'll wash them immediately. And what I think the best way to handle that is, as soon as you're done using it, wash it like right then and there. It's easier, takes less effort, less water, less elbow grease, less everything, and it comes cleaner. And I do not put Revereware in the dishwasher. I don't. Because it's rough on the handles. It's really rough on the handles. Have you found that?
We don't use our dishwasher. Okay. We didn't have, well, when we were off-grid, it used too much power. And now we could, but the dishwasher that came with this place is pathetic and doesn't do a very good job. And there's just two of us. So the only time you use the dishwasher is sometimes if I'm going to do a massive amount of canning, I want to make sure my drawers are really clean. I might throw them all in there and do them at once. But otherwise, I'm the dishwasher primarily. And so
does your dishwasher
probably last a lot longer.
Yeah. Is your dishwasher a General Electric?
Oh, I don't know. It came with it. I used it once, and the dishes only got half clean, and I was very unimpressed.
Yeah.
So, like I said, well, I have used it. Sometimes use it to sterilize or clean jars really well before I do it, but not usually. I just think I do a better job.
The reason I asked if it was General Electric is we had a General Electric, and it was awful as well. It would whir and churn and use water and energy and detergent, but the one thing it did not do very well was clean the dishes. We replaced it with a used one that I got, a Kenmore made by Whirlpool.
Okay.
Absolutely awesome. Incredible. It was like, it actually works. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we've been talking about pressure cookers and pots and pans, and you can save some money if you buy them at garage sales. And, class, frankly, Sharon and I have found out the same thing independently, that the new items from China that are shiny don't have the quality. They don't have the durability. They certainly won't last as long as some of the older products that were made in the United States of America during the 1960s. So, Sharon, can we talk very quickly about making fruit leather?
Oh, yeah, sure, if you want. Yeah, like I said before, I have a Excalibur, and then I actually bought the little sheets. Or I don't know what they're made out of. They are like non-stick little sheets. Mm-hmm. And you just basically, fruit leather's like so simple. You just take fruit, puree it. You can add a little sugar if you want. It kind of depends on your taste. When our children are home, if it was just pure fruit, they didn't think it was quite sweet enough, so I just add a little bit of sugar to it, and then they would eat it. But my Excalibur, it takes about 3 pieces of fruit to make one tray. So if you eat, I cut it in half. I don't know. You have 2 or 3 pieces of fruit, real fruit, in a fruit leather roll. And anyway, just spread it out, let it dry, and then you can roll it up. I put on a piece of plastic and roll it up. I cut mine in half because that would make a really big roll otherwise. But those things, I'll tell you, they'll store 5, 6, 7 years because you've got them wrapped up in, like, plastic. And if you just stick them, like, in a tall jar or something, I pulled some out that were, like, 8 years old, and they were still good. And I didn't do anything special to preserve them, you know. And so if you want, and I guess I'll tell you something funny. We had friends that I gave them to. She had a bunch of kids, and she had to go up north of where we live, and they got stuck along the side of the road, and it was kind of late fall. And the kids are really hungry. They were going to meet somebody at dinner. And she said, I pulled out your fruit rolls, and it kept them from being all whiny. She goes, you saved my day, all these kids in the car, so we could get somebody to help us. But they're kind of handy to have. And I got our guys would take them out hiking. And for me, I tried to have our kids eat fairly healthy. I'm not saying we were obsessive about it, but I preferred them to eat homemade fruit rolls that I knew the fruit that I put in it was good and had very minimal sugar, as opposed to the ones you buy in the store that probably have some fruit in them, but who knows what else is in it, you know? So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a good way to use your food. Also, for me, you know, I can a lot of stuff, so after, you know, 3 or 4 years, your canned fruit will just get softer and softer, like mushy. So I tend to drain the, you know, the juices off, and then I just turn them into fruit rolls. And that way...
So what you're saying is... So you extend the best used-by date, if there were one, by making fruit leather. Right. So now how about for those of us who buy, let's say, a case of canned fruit, and we look at it and it says best used-by, and we're now a little bit past that. We're 6 months past that. It's still good. But if we want to make sure that we don't throw it away, we can puree it. Open those cans, make sure that it hasn't gone bad, puree it, and put it in an Excalibur or one of the other brands of dehydrators. But you have to have one of those plastic trays, liners, so that the puree doesn't fall through the screen.
Well, if you don't have the liner, you know, you can put plastic wrap on it. Just get, you know, you can make a layer of plastic wrap. I tried making fruit rolls with my solar dehydrator, which I hung off to the side of our wood stove, and it only had the regular tray, so I just put plastic wrap over it, and then I put the fruit roll on, you know, the mixture on top, and I let it dry that way. It works. You could probably even do it in the oven at a very low temperature. You know, you wouldn't have to have one. But it does store your food for a long time, and there's a lot of good nutrition in that, and it's a lot of quick energy, but it's not just sugar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It has your minerals and stuff like that in it, too. So, you know, I don't like to throw things away as a whole. I like to repurpose it or compost it or, if nothing else, throw it to my chickens or, you know. I
don't like
to waste.
We have the same allergy.
I don't like to be skimpy. Okay, I have a real version to being chintzy and skimpy, okay? But I also don't like to waste.
Yeah, well, the same allergy we have is we don't like wasting anything. Sharon, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate you spending your time with our class. You open a lot of eyes, and you're stirring a lot of thoughts about garage sales. I really appreciate it. Again, thank you, Sharon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.